Good morning, my buddies. I'm Julian. I'm so glad to see you via network. I'm hoping that we'll spend a wonderful morning. 亲爱的朋友们，早上好，我是 Julian， 很高兴又和大家在空中见面了。希望我们在此共同度过一个美好的清晨。Have you spent a wonderful weekend? I've taken perfectly exciting and extremely pleasant weekends. I'd like to share it with you here.On Friday evening last week, there was a great gala held at Guilin Stadium. General Oriental Song and Dance Troupe had been invited to hold a business performance in Guilin. To my great joy, reporters said that my friend Song Juin would come here. More than 10 years ago, I had an association with Mrs. Song. At that time, I had been a dancer performing with her at the same gala, and at the end of great gala, flowers would be sent to the famous stars from Beijing.I had been the leading one and sent a bundle of fresh flowers to Song Juin who had been my idol. Wow, she was 100% knocked out. Her voice pretty sweet, her sweet word thank you, shaking hands with me, had been ringing my ears the moment I opened my album. Now, she's almost the same as before, her eyes so enchanting and attractive, her voice so charming and appealing.Now the background is called A Nice Day, which was sung by her at this gala. 大家度过了一个愉快的周末吗？我可是度过了一个激动人心、高兴至极的周末。在此非常愿意和大家分享我的周末。上周五的晚上，国家东方歌舞团应邀来到桂林进行演出，据说宋祖英也要来到桂林。我和宋祖英倒是有过一段缘分，那时我刚刚才从艺校毕业，还是一个舞者，与他同在一台晚会上演出。晚会的最后，导演要求把鲜花送给每一位来自北京的明星演员们。记得那时我是跑在最前面，把花献给了宋祖英。宋祖英可是我心中的绝代佳人，当他接到花和我握手的时候，说了声谢谢你，声音是如此的甜美诱人。每当我翻起相册的时候，看着那无数张与他合影的照片，这句话就萦绕在我的耳边，直到现在又见宋祖英风采依旧，我觉得她眼光就是那么妩媚诱人，声音就是甜美动听。现在我所用的背景音乐叫做好日子，想必大家都非常熟悉了，她在这次的晚会是唱了第一首歌。好了，下面我们就乘着宋祖英这种欢快活泼的歌声，来到我们今日十分钟的早间课堂。This morning, I'd like to talk to you about a type of person who's always doing something required and allowed by leisure, and all of a sudden hide the truth about something, now telling and feeling. How should we put it? Let's listen to simple situational dialogue and find it.
Dialogue. Whatever we do, we should do it above board.
You are right. We shouldn't do anythingunder the table.
Well, since you agree with me, we should put the issue above board instead of talking about it through other channels.
Now, have you found it, Julia? Is it under the table? No, Lucy, it's above board. Let's look at it. Above, A-B-O-B-E, 是在什么什么上面的意思。Board, B-O-A-R-D, 是面板的意思。Above board, 字面上的意思就是在面板上。我们很清楚，摆在桌面上的东西，大家都看得一清二楚，则引申为正大光明的、坦诚不公的、公开的、不耍手腕的意思。It's similar to this word. It is honest. Talking of this item, we can go back to its origin. It's from a card game. If a card player keeps his hand above the table or the board, other players could see what he's doing.
当今打牌可成了时尚，在我们桂林，没钱的就在胡同里摆个小桌，津津有味的聊牌；有钱的就到宾馆开个房间搓起麻将。任何一个人都不会那么 stupid， 把手和牌摊在桌面上给大家看见。Send this money to his card friends. Julia on 也是在什么什么上面的意思，我们可以说成是 on board 吗？ Lucy, a very good question. What's the differences between them? This is just I want to remind you. 虽然只是一字之差，可是意义却是天壤之别。 On board means to be in a ship, aircraft or train. For example, are all the passengers gone on board? 意思是所有的乘客都登机了吗？ Next, let's look at the sentence example for a bubble. If not, in one of them causes the other suffering, that is natural in a bubble. 合不来时给别人支点骨头也是正常的摆在桌面上的事情。This word is from a Chinese modern novel. In reality, it is very much so. 这句话呢是源自于中国的一部现代小说，现实上确实也是如此。因此我们要和大家搞好人际关系。Of course, we have another idiom whose meaning is same as above board. It's fair and square. For example, now you've always been fair and square with me, boo boy, and I won't go back on you. This word is from British literature called Adventure Tom Sawyer. 这句话来自英国文学作品《汤姆历险记》，意思是对我不波特，你一向待我不错，我不会对不起你的。Fair, go back on somebody 是背叛某人的意思。Julia, what's the meaning of under the table? Okay, Lucy, you're pretty bogus. Let's call it a day. What we need is not quantity, but quality. Quality first, quantity second. Rome won't build in a day. 今天就到此为止了。冰冻三尺，非一日之寒，先求治。Well, it's time to say goodbye to you. Thank you for listening this time. Have a nice day. See you next time. 要跟大家在空中暂时分别了，祝您有个愉快的一天，感谢您的支持收听，下次再会。